It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Now who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
All right, final hour of the week is upon us. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, your engineer, Rod Robertson joining us now. And he's an international entrepreneur and author of Winning at Entrepreneurship, Inside Tips on Buying, Building, and Selling Your Own Business. Also owner of Briggs Capital. Rod, let's talk a little bit about remote work, because I think Andy and I are both going to be in agreement with you. It's something that I think people need to pay more attention to than maybe they really are.
Yes. I mean, you know, the surging back and forth and now with the virus seeming to be vanquished with the vaccine coming up, the ownership is starting to look at the workers, and they want them to start coming back to work in droves. And the workers, frankly, are pretty comfortable at home. So we're looking forward to a little conflict here.
I think you're correct. Andy and I have been predicting for a while that this is exactly what business would do, that you're not going to leave people home forever. Yes, there are certain industries and certain jobs, Rod, where, yes, that can be done. But by and large, I think most workers will find themselves back at an office in the not too distant future. But in the meantime, if you find yourself a full-time remote worker, what do you do to make sure that you're staying in front of the boss, the team, and not being forgotten about?
You know, there's so many different things that we have to pay attention to now. 65% of the workers at home, they want to stay at home. And 30% said they'll quit if they don't get if they don't get their way. But, you know, it's not going to be that way.
No.
We're going to have to go back to work. And there's a lot of empty office space.
Yes.
Managers and bosses want everyone back in there. And it'll be a new hybrid program, but everyone's going to have to compromise here.
Hey, Rod, two questions, first of all. Number one, why do they have a say? Okay, aren't they the employee? I think the other guy's writing, or the woman is writing the check, not them. And secondly, go ahead and just answer that first, because why do they even have a say in whether they go back in?
Well, you know, they're going to have less and less of a say as time goes by, because the ownership is looking at the income statement and the balance sheet.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, out of sight, out of mind could mean out of work if you're one of the people on the bubble. And you really should be, even if it's okay and it's the boss is saying it's okay to work at home, you should be going into the office and being seen
once in a while.
Out of sight, out of mind is going to be big trouble for a lot of people.
I agree.
Because jobs are not just kept by your performance. They are also kept by your relationship with your boss. I mean, and I hate to put it in a bad way, but let's face it, it goes all the way back to the days of saying, do you golf with the boss?
Right.
You're safer if you golf with the boss, or if you go out for drinks with the boss, you know, just socially, mm-hmm. casually, than if you are always disconnected from the boss, then you're not in like Flint. The other question is this, though, Rod, do you think some of these workers will use as leverage the threat of COVID and basically say, you are putting me at risk if I come in?
You know, I've been on 13 board meetings and calls in the last 5 weeks, and people are they're starting to get impatient. And, you know, these people have built these offices, they've built their machines, and now that their employees and the people that have worked so hard don't want to come back, there's going to be resentment there, and they're going to toe the line and say, okay, every five steps will be a spot on the way to the bathroom, or don't gather around the water. But that's going to dissipate. And so, what are we going to be left with? We're going to be left with people at home enjoying themselves, doing yoga at noon, and not sitting there having going through their numbers with the boss at lunch.
I agree.
And the people that are insisting staying at home, the ones that should be safe, are the ones that have a quantitative job, like a salesperson. How many calls? Who did you get? You know, let's do it. But the people that work and develop a culture of a business, which is just as important,
that's right,
where it's qualitative, you know, you really should be there. And so there's
I agree.
And the program coming out is a third of the people will be at work, a third of the people will have flex hours, and then a third of the people will be at home working. But the third of the people working at home, half of those people are going to have a mark on their back, because there is going to become cuts and out of sight.
I agree. You know what? You're the first person, by the way, that Andy and I together have interviewed along this topic that has agreed with he and I. And by the way, I'm still a business owner. I do that outside of what I do here. And both Andy and I have said that this will not go on forever. You've got all these, you know, Wall Street guys and so on. And we interviewed these guys on a regular basis, Rod. And everybody else is like, no. There's a huge shift. It's going to be permanent. People are going to be at home for a very long time. And I always come back with some will, depending upon the job and that in that particular, you know, industry that they're in. But I think by and large, folks are going to have to go back to work.
Yes,
in an office, I mean.
I was just in an office, the 30,000 square foot. The guy spent his life and soul to build it, and it's an interoperative place, and people are making all sorts of excuses, and he was fuming. And he already made a list of these are the keepers, and these are people on the bubble, and we're going to make cuts. And, you know, these are the people that are reaching out. Or there's different ways for the people that want to stay and work at home. You know, they can start, like, doing reverse mentorship and helping the older people at work understand technology better to close the gap between people working at home and the bosses that are from a different generation and don't understand that everything can be okay from home.
You know, one thing, Rod, that people don't seem to think about is the other guy. And what I mean is this. You may think, well, I've got a good, really good working relationship with my boss. I'm fine. But what you don't understand is all those days you're at home, the other guy is developing that working relationship and saying hi.
That's right, Andy.
And getting coffee together in the break room and asking about sports.
Even if it's just conversation, there's a one-on-one connection. And Rod, I've said this all along. You do not keep and or attract one-on-one connections via Zoom. I'm sorry, you just don't.
And it's true, and it's proven out in all sorts of psychological studies. There's so many studies being done. And, we as Americans, I want to be feel-good. But you know what? We're getting back. A lot of companies have been wounded, and everyone's getting really serious about the business and making money.
They're going to have to. They got to make money, Rod.
Yeah.
Hey, Rod.
There's going to be cuts.
That's right.
Yes.
Setting aside the danger that you're putting your job in by not going in, let's just talk productivity. Doesn't productivity overall just drop when you have people separated out and they're not creatively interacting?
You know, we conducted a study of sales forces with companies, and all the millennials will admit offline, even though they want to work from home and they don't want to be underfoot of the boss, that they are 20 to 30% less effective than they are when they're in the office and under the gun.
Of course they are.
When you're in your bunny slippers and you got a yoga session at noon, instead of sitting in the car getting your dander up to get in there and get fired up at it.
How does he know about my slippers?
I don't know. He sees you there.
Okay, go ahead.
Rod, I mean, the other thing I've kept saying and I will keep saying is, you know, these folks that are working at home, and I have for a long time. I'm a business owner, but I'm pretty much an absentee owner now. I coach other businesses and do a lot of things along those lines and have learned how to work from home effectively. But it is a very disciplined thing that you have to do. And I will tell you, even as disciplined as I am, it's a hard thing to do and get used to and still be productive, because there's so many distractions there's a lot of distractions in the office, don't get me wrong, but you go home and you just added 100 more than what you had in the office. And I think the majority of people don't know how to handle what I just said.
Yeah, there's a competitive edge that it develops and brings us all to a higher level when we're sitting with other people and other peers, people leaning over your shoulder telling you, what are you doing? What about this? What about that? When you're at home, you can get a little mushy. And those people, I'm telling you, are they're falling into a false sense of security here.
I agree.
Because there's people thinking about them every day.
Rod, again, you are the first person we've interviewed that agrees with us, because we've been saying this really since probably, I don't know, Andy and I together, probably since last June. We've been talking about there's no way this thing can go on forever. I'm really shocked. The only reason it's going on as long as it has is because it's been pushed this far by others that are out there that, by the way, are not in the business community. I've got to believe, like you, and you're living proof, that these business leaders and folks that own companies and have got a huge investment in not only office space, but, you know, floor space and so on, there's just no way they can leave these people home forever. It's just not going to work. It's not economically feasible for them.
Yeah, and what about this 30% of all these studies saying that people saying, well, if I can't work from home, I'm not going to go to work. Well, you know what? You really have to be careful before you do that, because think about getting a job in this environment. You're interviewing on Zoom. There's no face-to-face.
That's right.
You know, you're not developing any new relationships with the new people, so you are just a mercenary plug-and-play person.
Yep.
And any type of human interaction that isn't there is going to make you expendable once again.
Well, and you know, this goes back to, and I say it all the time to folks, Rod, that's why I don't believe in minimum wages and all the rest of the nonsense we try to do, because as an employee, the way you make more money is you make yourself more valuable. And what you're saying is, if you're valuable, whether you're working remotely or you're working in the office, you're going to have a job. What happens to some of these folks is they don't look at themselves in that value, you know, prospect, I guess you could say. They don't make themselves valuable, and then they wonder why they don't have a job.
Yes, and so the people that are anchored at home and hell or high water are going to stay there. There's things that they can do to, to try to put an anchor into the job, and that is, you know, do some reverse mentorship with the people that are running the companies. Usually, you know, late 30s, 40s, 50s, and up, and they weren't born with technology ingrained into them. So, teach them technology. Teach them that it's okay for you to be at home, but make your job quantitative, because no matter how you do it, give them measurable things that you can hold them to. So when the cuts are coming or expansions coming, and you don't fit in the plan.
Yeah.
That you can say, hey, wait a second, I'm doing great things here, and here it is, you can measure me.
Right.
Hey, Rod, one last question here. I think without oversight and competition, your productivity can suffer. What about without camaraderie, your mental health suffer?
Good one.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of depression studies out there now and everything, and it's the lazy versus the aggressive, and, you know, we all have to be productive. I mean, this is what America's built on. I mean,
yes.
We work hard and strong, and we're good, and we're flexible. But those days, I'm telling you, are coming to an end, and there's going to be a reckoning out there. And everyone's, you know, we've all enjoyed working from home, but let's get back in the saddle. And things have changed, yes, but I'm telling you, it hasn't changed as much as everyone thinks.
Rod, I really appreciate it. Love to have you back. You speak our language, as you can tell. How do folks find more about you, Rod?
You know what? They can check me out on the books I've written, Rod Robertson, or with my company, BriggsCapital.com.
Perfect. Rod, thank you very much. I appreciate you joining us. Have a great weekend, sir.
Hey, my pleasure. Take care, guys.
You bet. Take care. We'll be right back. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, my agent, would love to help you. He'll give you a free quote. Make sure you're properly insured, not over, not under, but you have the proper insurance. 303-662-0789. That's American National Insurance. Call Paul today.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Bruce Simmons, reverse mortgage specialist. You may find yourself sitting on a pile of equity, wanting to tap into that, wanting to know how to tap into it. and Bruce can help you with that. And this is not just a loan, a mortgage, if you would, for those that are, less wealthy. Anybody can use this to their advantage. Give him a call today, 303-467-7821. That's Bruce Simmons, American Liberty Mortgage.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
Kevin Flesh, if you're involved in an accident, even this weekend, please, please put this number in your phone, 303-806-8886, and maybe you need some help with something that's happened in the past. Kevin can help with that as well. He's trial tested, trial ready, not afraid to go to court. It's Flesch, Flesch and Beck. Call him today, 303-806-8886.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch of Flesch and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesch. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesch and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. And yeah, Andy and I both have been saying for months now that, you know, this work from home thing is, I believe, despite what Wall Street and others will say, temporary. I do think, and maybe it is the third that our last guest, you know, talked about as far as how that will actually shake out. But it takes a very unique and disciplined person, and I call them the one percenters of the workforce that can actually pick up, go home, and work, because a lot can't. They're just unproductive when they go home and work.
I absolutely agree. You know, my wife, she happens to be incredibly internally motivated. And so for her, if anything, she gets more work done at home.
She's one of the one percenters.
Yeah, because she, you know, but even she enjoys the camaraderie of seeing other people. We were talking at the break about sports, football this year. And Richard can tell you this, football sucked for the first, 4 to 6 weeks of the season. Why? Because there was very little interaction. They were basically doing home workouts most of the time and, you know, studying their playbooks and all this kind of stuff. They didn't have
the collectiveness.
No, they didn't have the chemistry on running this route on this thing. And one thing that I saw, you know, I wasn't watching football because, you know, I'm mad, but I would see the highlights. And what I would constantly see this year, especially early in the season on the highlights, were, okay, you'd see this long touchdown pass. The defense had no idea who was supposed to be covering who. They were completely out of sync. You can't have that. Football looked a lot worse, especially early on this season. I'm sure Richard would agree. And it was all because there was not enough working together, shall we say, at the office.
And folks, again, there's a lot of pundits out there, a lot of folks even that we've interviewed here that, and I think, by the way, a lot of them are more on the liberal side than what Andy and I are, and not saying that this is a liberal versus conservative ideal, although I think the liberals would not want folks to come in and collaborate and be together and do the things that they do And so I really feel like it's some of them that are pushing this more than the other side. And is it a right versus left? Not yet, but it very well could be as time goes by.
Well, and also, John, there is no person more easy to indoctrinate than an isolated person.
Right.
Okay, so you've got them isolated off by themselves. And that's why liberals also don't want us getting together at Tea Party groups, at this group, at church, and all this. They want us isolated as long as possible.
And fearful.
And fearful, because we'll listen to whatever we're fed at that point by their media that they run. When you go to work, you suddenly are interacting with other people. You're hearing things. And you know what you are in? It's two words. The real world. Yeah. And in the real world, liberalism doesn't work.
Well, you can disseminate more information. You get to hear more ideas, more things. There's, as you said earlier, you know, the relationships that are fostered. And yeah, again, there are those industries where, you know, again, somebody doing data entry, can they do that anywhere? Yeah, they can. Can a salesperson be out in the field and still turn in all of their, you know, sales projections and what they've done and invoicing and so on? Can they do that remotely? Yes, but typically, here we go again, most salespeople are very self-motivated, or they're not very good salespeople in the first place. So can they do that? Absolutely they can.
But even they have to check in regularly. If they're not checking in regularly, then all you're going to hear are excuses and you're not going to be seeing sales.
Well, and by the way, good salespeople are always checking in, because that's why they're a good salesperson.
Yes. And, you know, I think there will be more work at home than there was pre-COVID. Well, obviously, because we have now built all those systems in place.
Correct.
Now people have, you know, they're set up with their home office. They're set up with this. And you're going to see some more of that, and you'll see
some hybrids, he even said, and I think that's true too.
What?
Some hybrids where maybe you work at home 2 days and you're in the office 3 days, or vice versa.
Right. But in my opinion, me personally, and let me advise some of yous out there's, I would make that 4 days at the office and one at home. Do not get out of place, out of mind, out of sight, out of mind, because I got news for you.
If you value your job, you should be doing that.
Your boss is interacting with and forming relationships with other people, and I don't care how good they are, that's not good for you.
All right, our next guest, Elizabeth Overstreet, is going to talk about dating and relationships as we head into this weekend of Valentine's Day, of course. Now, the answer to the impossible question, which kind of goes along with this, 17% of people said that they would make this the perfect pandemic date. I'm way old. Playing video games together is the answer. Lame, by the way, folks.
That's boring.
That's lame. That's really lame.
See, I thought it would be shopping for hazmat suits together.
Anything's better than that.
Yeah, yeah. No. I'm still dinner and a movie type of guy,
lame.
And rent a movie, that kind of thing, at home. And
well, we'll get some advice from Elizabeth Overstreet. Hang tight. Those of you that maybe even are single and are looking for some advice this weekend when it comes to Valentine's Day, or some of you that are veterans, we'll hear from her in a moment. Purefoy Chevrolet is up next. And I said earlier, if you want to go buy a car or a truck this weekend, yes, it'll be cold. But you know what? They'll still have inventory. They still have cars. You can test drive, buy a car. They'll take great care of you. And yes, the heat will be on. PurefoyChevrolet.com is the website, 303-659-8311.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purefoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face to face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purefoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purefoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. The same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, get yourself set for the future, financially speaking. And some of what we just went through, Al can also steer you in the right direction. That's what he does. He's a financial planner. 303-744-1128, or find him at klzradio.com.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, those of you that are on the west side of town over in that Littleton area this weekend, if you find yourself struggling with, you know, a vehicle that won't start, or you have a problem or a noise or whatever, in the cold weather, is hard on vehicles. So if you find yourself in that position, call Monday morning, Gino's Auto Service, Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700. Steve Horvath will be with me tomorrow on Drive Radio, so join us then. Ask all your questions as well. But again, in the meantime, put this number down, 303-794-6700. That's Gino's Auto Service.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Gino's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Gino's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Gino's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Gino's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and Elizabeth Overstreet joining us now. She is a dating coach and relationship expert as we head into Valentine's Day. Elizabeth, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. Thank you for joining us. So, all right, tips as we go through the weekend, and our audience is vast. It's not all just guys listening, so we've got guys and gals both. So as we go through the weekend, though, and it's a different kind of year, with COVID and all of that, what should folks be looking at and doing to keep the relationship, you know, strong?
So I think that, you know, one thing that's a little different, we went through a pandemic and we're still kind of in the middle of it, right? So it made us kind of reevaluate our relationship. So I think we should be celebrating not just the love with our significant other, but the love, you know, the friendships we have, the friends who hold us up and support us, also family members that we feel close to, because we haven't really been able to have the close, you know, relationships or the access to them that we were used to having. But as far as, like, different tips that people can do, there's a couple that come to mind. I think, you know, it's not always about the grand gestures you do. It's about the incremental day-to-day things you do for someone. So as Valentine's Day is approaching, people can think about little gestures of love that they can show their significant other, you know, the reasons why they fell in love. Maybe it's sending them digital photos, like a, you know, a collage of like the first date or a really memorable vacation together. Just the things that kind of give the footprint, right, to how you fell in love with them.
Sure.
And then if people are single, on the other hand, and they're feeling a little lonely, which is normal, you know, because a lot of people are feeling more isolated, they can look for ways to either give back and volunteer, because love is also can be expressed within the community. So there's a lot of people that had a lot of setbacks during COVID,
right?
That ended up homeless or ended up, you know, in some really dire situations. So maybe going to a shelter, right, to volunteer to feed the homeless, or maybe going to a rescue place to pet, if that's your love.
Great idea.
So there's just different things you could be doing.
No, and to your point, and we all know that if you're, you know, down, depressed, having a hard time giving, there's something about giving, and you just said it, when you give and you do things for others, in a lot of cases, will even change your outlook on life and even change some of that depression or that loneliness, that isolation that's in your own life. So that's a great tip, Elizabeth, especially for those that are listening that might find themselves on that, you know, lonely end of the stick.
Yeah, I remember my mom, you know, she would always tell me that when I was going through my teen years and I was a little selfish. And she would say, you know, you need to get out of your own head, and there's more happiness in giving than receiving. And I've kind of used that throughout my life as an adult, like whenever I've had these moments, you know, even personally, where I felt like, you know, down about my own situation, I've used it as a way to kind of give back. And it really takes away some of that feeling because you're refocusing your energy on someone else.
Hey, Elizabeth, Valentine's Day seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, more of a day for continuing relationships than starting new ones. It doesn't seem so much like a first date thing, but much more like something to remind that person who's special to you how special they are.
I agree with you. I think that, you know, it definitely could be great for someone who's early in a relationship with someone or someone who's been in a longer-term relationship. I think it could be a lot of pressure if it's the first date.
Yes.
For a couple.
Yeah.
But I think people should just go into it and go with the flow. I think we put way too much pressure sometimes on these first dates or these first interactions and on these holidays. And I think you just need to reframe the holiday a little differently and think of it more as just celebration of love. And that way you're not being too calculating or too, you're not overanalyzing, right? That first date, if your first date is indeed on Valentine's Day and it happens that way.
Well, let's be honest. Valentine's Day, the pressure is on one gender more than the other. Is that safe to say?
Yes, it is.
That's why. By the way, I'm writing down all these
ideas
that you have because I'm going to pass them along to my wife because I want her to woo me.
Oh, there you go.
I feel I deserve that.
No, like it or not, yes, Andy, you're correct.
Maybe
true statement.
Maybe I'll need legal help. Actually, after I mean,
Yes, but you know what, Elizabeth, you know, in all seriousness, I think that's where what you just said a moment ago, even for that side where, yes, we have to look at things a little differently and probably pay a little more attention than what we, you know, would normally do, which, by the way, we should be normally doing this all the time anyways. It shouldn't take Valentine's Day to make that happen.
It should be maintenance, not one big
That's
hit.
Right. That's right. But, you know, it is a reminder that, yes, we have things that we, you know, ought to be doing on a routine basis. This is sort of, I guess you could call it that checkup. So give us some specifics if you could. I mean, I know right now for a lot of folks, you know, whether it be a money situation because of COVID and what that's caused, or just the fact that all restaurants aren't fully open, some have even closed down, or they're limited capacity, you may not even be able to find a reservation now. What are some of the things folks can do to make that day special besides the giving you just mentioned?
Yeah, so I think one thing that we don't always do is just ask our partner, what do they want to do to celebrate Valentine's Day? So kind of putting the onus on them to at least get an idea so you're thinking within the right framework. And I think one tool that you can use to do that is, I'm sure you're familiar with the five languages of love,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Five languages, right. So some people may want quality time, so that's where you just do something really creative. Maybe you take a short drive somewhere. You go and, you know, en route, and you stop at certain places that were reminders of good memories of your relationships that you built. Kind of premeditated, thinking it out. If that person likes quality time, maybe it's a walk if you're close to a beach or something like that, or a nice, you know, park. It doesn't have to always be elaborate, and maybe it's doing something simple at the house, a nice candlelight dinner, and then just giving a, you know, a nice gift. If that's what that person's love language is. So everyone's a little different because for the person who likes gifts, sometimes people think it's about the grandiose gift, but it's really about the gift.
That's right.
You know, saying how much you know them, right? And how much you appreciate them and understand them. So sometimes it's just those little things. So you could do a sexy scavenger hunt of, you know, hints and clues that you leave around the house to build up anticipation of that date. You could do role play if that's your thing and agree to dress up as any character that your partner wants just for fun. It's just, you know, being creative and really leaning into what will make them happy.
My wife subtly leaves cards to the nearest jeweler.
There you go.
Around the house.
Good job.
That's a very clear hint.
Good job.
Yeah, well, you know, she's subtle. She's good subtle, job. You know, and I don't need subtlety. Hey, let me ask you this. What do you see, because you're an expert in dating and relationship, what do you see as the biggest challenge or the challenge you see most often? And what I mean is this. Is it with early relationships and dating so they don't come on too strong in a date or fail to communicate? Or is it more with people who have been together a long time, and maybe they're in a rut, and they forget the importance of dating.
I think, you know, those are two different things. So on the first end, I think the challenge is, before COVID more so, I mean, we have, you know, single people have access to dating apps, right?
Right.
And so I think that creates this turn and churn effect where it was like people would give up too quickly. They really wouldn't give people time. I think we got very, you know, people got very frustrated if things didn't move quickly. I think the counter effect of the pandemic is that people have had to slow date. They've had to go back to traditional ways.
Good one.
They don't have the access to interact, right?
Yeah.
So it's forcing people to quality conversations. It's forcing people to go old school, like talking to each other.
Yeah, amazing. The phone, what do you know? Hey, it works.
Right. And using technology in a different way, right?
To really
interact. And what they've, you know, statistically seen is that people are really reevaluating their relationships. So some people broke up during this time. Some people got divorced. Some people's relationships got strengthened. So going back to the other side of what you asked, I think when people get in a, you know, a relationship, they tend to sometimes take things for granted. And I think of it like taking care of your car, right? If you never get the oil changed, you have the risk of the engine going bad,
right,
early on.
That's right.
But if you do the oil change and the basic maintenance of the car, you lengthen the longevity of the car. So I think a relationship is similar in that
it is.
There's just little incremental things you can be doing, buying your partner a card, right, periodically, taking your partner out to do something that you guys both enjoy, really carving out time. Because what happens when relationships get in a rut is I feel like the first 2 years, that honeymoon stage, that is really kind of the best years for a lot of people, you know, because that's the best face people are putting on. And the people who do end up having good relationships, they continue to put that effort in, right? They still apply that effort. And the best example I think of is a friend of mine who's been married over 20 years. And he told me that he always thinks of, like, the gestures he does for his wife as, like, filling up the candy jar, figuratively speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So he's constantly doing things for her. And he said, and what it's done is it's given him grace. And he's messed up,
right,
you know?
Right. No, perfect. Right? Great. Great example.
So it's a smart maiden
test, right? Yes, it is.
Doing that little extra. And it's been reciprocated. She does a lot for him, too. So
nice.
I think sometimes you got to take the lead to see the behavior.
Agree.
You
want
to be keeping your partner.
Elizabeth, one last question for me. The online dating, the speed dating and all that kind of stuff, do you feel maybe that's made people more demanding? Like they expect it to pan out almost perfectly, quickly, or they move on, rather than the old days when, let's face it, they gave people a chance?
I do think that happened. And like I said, with COVID, I think there's a reversal happening, right? Because when you sit and talk with someone, you really...
Mm-hmm.
Things, right? And there's a lot of like distraction when you have other options, you know, perceived options. Because what's interesting is as many options as people have, they still say they want one partner most of the time. So I agree with you that people, they did this kind of replace mechanism, right? Where they had so much quantity, they're like, okay, I'll just go to the next person, I'll get better. And it's interesting because like when we look at our lives, right, when we go for our careers, if we go for education, it takes time to build a career.
Right.
It takes time to get education. It takes time to build up your financial base. But when it comes to relationships, we're almost like, well, I hope it works, or I'll just keep going. But what happens is when people don't set that right foundation with who they are, the same issues appear just with different people. But they're the common denominator.
No,
and so that's the piece that people have to work on.
You are correct. Elizabeth, how do folks find you?
So if you want to learn more, you want to ask me a question, if you're nervous about Valentine's Day, you can submit a question on my website at ElizabethOverstreet.com.
And that's Elizabeth with a Z. Make sure I say that because I know sometimes it's with an S.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth with a Z. So ElizabethOverstreet.com. Elizabeth, thank you for joining. You've been a great guest, and I appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day. Have a fabulous weekend.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Great-
really appreciate it. She's great. I like her.
Yeah.
Great. By the way, great advice. And one quick thing I was going to mention, I can do it without her. Guys, despite what the other side might say about flowers, they do like them.
Yes.
Even though they die, they like them.
And not the ones you uproot from their own front yard. No, you have to actually go buy some.
And you know what? Another tip on that, Costco, King Supers, places like that have them about as cheap as any place you can go find them. You don't have to pay for delivery, is my point. Just run down to the store and grab some.
Yeah.
Now, on Sunday, you better get there early.
Very early.
By noon, they'll all be gone.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're going to do this, get on it. Probably Saturday night even.
By Sunday, you better get there by Saturday.
That's right. So, all right, we'll come right back. Affordable Interest Mortgages next. Get your free mortgage evaluation. Kurt would love to help you with that and just let you know all the different things he can do for you. If you're a first-time buyer as well, he can help you get into a house. 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, weather is cold. You might have some snow coming in this weekend. We most likely will. If you find yourself in an accident, make sure that you look up a good shop on klzradio.com. And if needed, tow the vehicle directly there. I'm giving you some advice on the front side. Hopefully that will not happen to any of you listening, but accidents do happen. If that is you and you find yourself in that situation, make sure it's towed directly to a good shop. They've got a great app, by the way, on the website where you can estimate the damage right then and there on your smartphone. In the meantime, call them at 720-541-7697.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
Franktown Firearms, don't forget to listen to the show Shooting the Breeze tomorrow at 2 o'clock, right after, by the way, Fix It Radio, Drive Radio, and Sportsman of Colorado. But in the meantime, anything you need. They got a full range, ammo, training, you name it. It's all one-stop shopping, and of course, the guns themselves. Franktown Firearms is the place to go, 720-770-7777, or, again, find them online at klzradio.com.
Learn how to shoot with confidence at Franktown Firearms. Head trainer Karen Murray goes above and beyond Colorado state requirements in every course, from basic to advanced to tactical, providing practical training for real-world scenarios. Although the state of Colorado does not require lane time for CCW courses, you will shoot on the range during every class at Franktown because Karen believes your defensive shooting skills require practice. Classes are always small enough that everyone gets the instruction they need. For both members and non-members, the price of your class includes gun rentals, and the team at Franktown Firearms always keeps ammo in stock for you to purchase. Bring your own gun or rent one for no extra charge so you can try before you buy. Members receive a discount on all classes. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162 and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, just a segment or so left, and then we'll get out of here for the weekend. And if you missed the first hour, catch it tonight, or catch it next, I should say, between 6 and 7. But the COVID baby boom, Andy?
Yeah, you know, we're talking about romance and relationships. And
Valentine's
romance
Day?
And I don't know if you remember this. Back in the spring, we were talking about, would there be a COVID baby boom? And I said, no, there won't. And because a lot of people were predicting it, because everybody's going to be stuck at home. And they were thinking, well, you know, obviously that's
right.
Going to lead. No. And I said, are you kidding? Look at teenagers today. They'll barely go near each other. They're all in fear. You can't put something out there that scares people of each other and have more babies. And the numbers have now come in that the birth rate has dropped.
So it hasn't gone up.
No, it's gone down. People are afraid of each other. So I think it's really interesting.
No, they've really. My brother and I were talking about this today, Andy. They've literally, and Richard was there. They've worked fear so much into everything that we're doing, every day to day life that's out there. Everybody's so fearful, and I think it shows you. And my brother made this comment. He was spot on. Churches bought into this and played along. The left used fear and the fear of death, literally, to propagate this. And yet the churches folded at an opportunity time when they could have actually been there and given hope for people that are fearful of death. I mean, what better place to not fear death than in the church, Andy?
I agree, but we couldn't come together. And if we tried to in any kind of way that would be affirming, in other words, without masks, I'm sorry, you can't wear masks and really interact.
Well, but here's the thing.
A faceless person.
We know of churches around the country that basically said, you know, take a hike, guys. We're going to do this regardless, and did,
yes.
And have. And there's even been Supreme Court rulings since that have said, go for it, do it. And yet churches still aren't.
No, and why have we said is the biggest reason? Karen in the pews. They're worried about being churned in by a few plants that are in their own pews saying we're not obeying enough safety standards. And if they do obey enough safety standards with that kind of distancing and with the masks and everything, it'll be a miserable experience.
I'm not arguing.
And real quick, getting back to dating.
You're right.
Getting back to dating. Dating is supposed to be F-U-N.
Right, fun.
Okay, a world where everybody's wearing masks is not what?
It is not fun.
It is not fun. Therefore, the world that we have put together—
It's drudgery, actually.
It's drudgery. It's drudgery. And you know what's the worst part is not the people who are bitter and angry about wearing masks. It's all those who have accepted it as normal. Those people have made life less fun for everybody else.
I never thought I'd see that.
Neither did I.
I really didn't.
I can't believe when we walk out the door of this building, you know, you don't have to wear a mask outside, folks. You don't have to. There's no law anyway, but there's nothing even recommending it. And yet, I see so many people wearing their masks all the way out to their cars, John.
And I see them driving singly in a car, no Uber sticker, no Lyft sticker, driving around with a mask on.
They are comfortable breathing their own exhaust.
Utter morons.
This has actually become the new normal for them. And I'm telling you what, John, the new normal isn't fun, and the new normal is a hell of a lot less romantic.
Yeah, and it's not for me. I'm not doing it. I refuse to. I'm not going to do it. I have rarely worn a mask since the beginning of this thing started. I wear it when I absolutely have to and am forced to. Otherwise, I am Tom Brady. I'm maskless.
Oh, yes. Me too. In every circumstance where I am forced to, I wear one, and never outside of that. Ever.
And then, by the way, I make that as short a time as possible.
By the way, you know what this is an opportunity to do? Because Corey and I do this. We've had conservative groups come over to our house and fellowship, and boy, do they love it.
Yeah,
no masks. Everybody has a great time, and they're like, oh my gosh, we've missed this so much.
Yeah, for all of you listening, all of you liberals and even conservatives that think masks are great, masks mean, and Andy said it exactly right, mask means no fun.
It does.
We might as well just print NFL, no fun league, right on the front of a mask, because that's what they are.
Yes.
And by the way, all of you suckers that have bought into it, that's exactly what you are. Suckers.
Yeah. You're
sorry,
suckers.
You're a sucker.
You're a sucker.
You've bought into not even, you quit telling me it's all about the science because it's not.
Yeah. And by the way, why do you think they're going away from mask mandates in Iowa and now Montana and these places?
Because
money.
Yeah,
the
cash.
Reason, People, you and I, how many times have we said it?
Hundreds.
People spend less with masks on because they go through their list, but they're not having fun. They're not browsing.
The simple answer is you buy with a mask on. You do not shop with a mask on. And those are two different things.
Thank you.
Extreme Auto Repair coming up next, folks. And we heard from them earlier. They got some great deals out there right now. Not only tires, but second opinions are free. 15% off for essential workers. You name it. They've got you covered at Extreme Auto Repair. Again, find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair and Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
All right, got a few seconds left here of today's show. Andy Pate, thank you.
You bet.
As always.
Let me close with this. The reason people were wrong about the baby boom is because they are liberals. Yeah. Liberals thought that masks wouldn't hurt shopping, and they thought it would not create a setting where people did not feel romantic. They thought, keep people at home, more babies. They were dead wrong,
yep.
John.
Agree. You're exactly right, Andy. Have a great weekend. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Do something special with that loved one in your life, whatever that is for you. Some of that could be mom, dad, family, kids, spouse, you name it. Whatever it is, have a good weekend. Don't forget, tomorrow morning we'll be back, Fix It Radio at 9 a.m., followed up by Drive Radio, then Sportsman of Colorado, and then, of course, Shooting the Breeze, the guys at Franktown Firearms. Have a great night. If you missed the first hour, it is next. We'll be back tomorrow right here on KLZ 560.